guys, welcome to another episode of Ask Zula, and today's guest is Antasha, also known as
Zaza.
Yeah. Hi. So okay. The reason why we are doing the interview, right, is because Zaza is actually a trans woman.
Yes, I am.
Yes, okay. And today we are here to talk about your journey.
Yeah.
You know, through this whole process.
Yes.
Maybe we'll start from when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up. Mm. Maybe talk to us a little bit about, you know, when you were born and then that whole. As growing up as a child, how did you feel in your body at that point in time?
Okay, so definitely I was born as a boy.
Mm?
So M, okay, M, yeah. I grew up loving performing arts. Please be joyful. I was always either in Malay dance or singing for school events or even like in modern dance. And I always prefer to have more feminine friends.
Mm.
And also I love to play girly stuff. Yeah, so at first I didn't find anything wrong doing it, you know, because it's just me being having fun. But then as I grew older, that's when things started to change.
Okay.
Yeah, so it all started back in primary school when I was in Malay dancing. I would tend to get bullied a lot, like a lot. People would call me names. Well, in primary school, the only thing that they would call me, and from what I can remember, was obviously be Bondan. So that's all.
Okay.
So that obviously affected me as a young boy. I'm like, oh my god, why are you guys calling me names? I'm just trying to be my own self, trying to be happy, you know, dancing. And yeah, so it did affect my self-esteem a lot. At one point of time in primary school, it also made me have the decision to actually just quit performing,
right?
Just because of the bullies. So
yeah,
they got to me then.
So when did you kind of realize that you're a little bit different from, you know, the other people?
It actually happened slowly.
Okay.
Because for me personally, I'm not very open to like different people from different walks of life. So I wasn't sure of what was gay, I wasn't sure what was lesbian, I wasn't
sure
of anything from the LGBTQ+ community. So all I knew was, okay, I'm a boy who like girl stuff, that's okay, just continue me being me. But I only started to realize of my own identity was when in secondary school, I actually had a girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So from having a girlfriend, at a point in time, there was a lot of bittersweet memories, definitely. But at the same time, I felt like I still wasn't... It's not I'm not happy with her, she's totally fine, but I'm not like happy with myself. So that was when I decided to leave the relationship, and then I started to explore being gay first.
Okay.
Yeah. I became much more open to like the world, like, in a way. And that was when I actually met my first trans friend.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And that was when I started knowing and gaining more knowledge that, oh my god, there's not only gay in the LGBTQ+ community, but there's also trans and bi and lesbian. So then, her being her, she's a trans woman as well. She was so, so beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, so when I look at her, I'm like, oh my god, you're so beautiful. I want to be just like you.
Mm.
Like, it made me feel happy looking at her, and I want to feel that kind of happiness when I'm looking at myself as well.
Right,
yeah,
for sure. She's someone who kind of guided you as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she
yeah,
did.
And talked to you, like exposed you to like a lot more.
Correct.
Like things in the community.
Trans community.
Right. And then, so what was kind of like the decision maker when it came to you deciding that, okay, maybe I want to do a transition, you know?
It was very, very slow, definitely. I needed a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah.
But at the point I was still young, I was about, I think, 17-ish, and a lot of things was happening in my life as well. So what I did was, the only one who knew about this at the point of time was only my best friend. So we would meet every day, every night, just to talk about things in our heads and all. I think I told her that, oh my god, so what if one day I want to become a girl, something like that. And then she's very supportive. She's a very supportive friend. So she gave me words of encouragement, support, and a base for me to, you know, hold on or stand on, grab to in case anything might just push me down.
So during the transitioning period, did you, like, what is the kind of, like, research that you did beforehand? Like, you know, like, what is the kind of information that you needed? And then also, like, how did you start, you know, going through that?
Before all of this, I wasn't exposed to a lot of the resources, and also I didn't know much about hormone replacement therapy. I didn't know where to start. So having a trans friend to guide me along the way, that made me felt so much easier. So how I started off was I actually took hormone pills. At that age, I was like that kind of person that I would take hormone pills today and then I would forget about it, and then 2 days time I'll take it. I have that kind of forgetful attitude. It was so stupid. But I would dress up, like I would be open with my makeup, with my dresses and everything. Yeah, I wasn't like 100% fully serious about it. There were still thoughts running in my head. But I only got serious about it when I turned 18. That was when NS called me up.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So then on the day when I got the call, knowing my appointment was the next day, I called most of my trans friends. I was like saying, oh my god, I have an NS appointment tomorrow. What should I do? Oh my god, I was like panicking lah. So what my trans friend told me was, oh my god, have you gotten your woman's letter? If not, you better go now then so that you get it by tomorrow. So I was like, how to go now? It's already what time? And then when the next day came, I had to face it lah. Honestly, it was very, very short, surprisingly. So the first station was to put on the uniform.
Okay.
Oh my god, looking at myself in the mirror, I was like, ew.
Who this?
Oh god, I can't imagine. It was super, super... But the next station was something like, it's either taking your measurements and changing your clothes, something like that. So during this station, I didn't have to like open my clothes or something. And then I think the doctor there was like, you have to please sit outside, it's okay, you can skip this station, something like that. And then the next part was when I declared to the receptionist place that I was trans. For her, she didn't have any reaction. She was like a straight face. The officers there were very, very scary, very, very fierce looking. So they just like straight face. So then after my number or name was called out, we went into the room, me and my mom went into the room and we talked to the doctor. So what I told the doctor was like, I'm transgender and I've been taking hormone pills for this amount of time. The doctor actually put me on hold for a year. So during this 1 year period, he actually wanted me to continue taking more hormone pills to like continue the HRT experience and at the end of it, come back to CMPB with a letter, with a memo from IMH saying that I have been on hormones therapy for a year and would like to be exempted.
I'm very surprised that the people at the clinic or wherever it was, not that they were accepting, but they actually knew what to do.
Yeah.
Like in a sense that they didn't make you go through a process that made you uncomfortable.
True.
Which is very, very shocking.
Thank
to
God.
Me.
So the process at IMH was actually, it's actually quite long as well, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It took me for almost 2 to 3 months to wait just to see the psychiatrist at the gender identity clinic.
Okay, so throughout this process, right, when you talk about going to NS, you mentioned your mom quite a bit. Your mom seems to be very accepting of your journey and your transition.
Yes.
Maybe you can talk to us a little bit about that.
My mom knew lah. Ever since I think I was gay, she already knew that something is different with me. But the thing is, it wasn't a shock to her.
Okay.
It's because she also mixes around with people from the LGBTQ+ community.
Right. Okay.
Not many trans sisters in the community have like accepting parents and friends. So I'm very, very thankful for this. And she told me that no matter what I am, at the end of the day, I'll always remember my roots, my values, and that she loved me no matter what. And that I'll be her child no matter what. Yeah, at the end of the day. Oh my god, I'm trying to get it out of my head.
That's
yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you're on hormone replacement therapy.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe you can share with us like what the process is like.
There are different types of hormones that you can take, you know. There are pills, there are injections, there are patches, and so on. For me, I've tried all three.
Okay.
Yeah, but currently I'm only on pills. Side effects of these hormones is mood swings, definitely. From consuming hormones, we will also grow our chest area. So that's how we tend to get boobs.
Okay, I see.
So besides that, your facial hair or your skin will be much more smoother and much more feminine looking.
So for this therapy, right, do you have to do it for the rest of your life?
We have to take it forever. Okay. Yeah, you have to take it continuously every day
you know, after the transition and everything, how did you get people to kind of like change your pronouns?
I go by the pronouns she, her. Probably I didn't have to tell people, as I grew older, like, I didn't have to like tell them, oh, don't call me a he, call me a she. No, it came automatically for them, so thank God. I'm pretty sure it would come automatically for the other trans sisters as well. But to those that are starting out their journey, if you're unsure of how to let people address you by, you can just say, I'm trans, and it will mean the world to me if you would actually address me by she, her, if that's possible. Yeah, or if you're not trans and you see a trans, and you're not sure, you see a trans person or any other person, you can actually just politely ask them, hi, may I know what are your pronouns?
What would you say was the most difficult thing about transitioning?
Probably getting acceptance lah. Trans people, the trans community in Singapore is always fighting for love and acceptance. It was challenging getting acceptance, not only from social media, but also family members as well. Up to this date, I still skip family events. Like,
oh.
Yeah, I do. Because it's not that I'm embarrassed, right? By all means, like, I walk in your baju kurung or baju kebaya, like, yeah. But, yeah, but it's just that I, as much as the words don't affect me anymore, I just find it unnecessary to deal with ignorant people. Yeah, and for social media wise, acceptance has been a major issue within the society nowadays. But things are changing, the world is changing, many different cases and people know about transgenderism in Singapore, so that's good.
I think it's very important to spot kindness in that sense.
Very.
I think a lot of people, because these things are unfamiliar to them, they just choose to ignore it or choose to say things like,
humble,
oh, it's not
things.
My problem.
Yeah.
Another thing is just not trying to understand or educate themselves about the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, like, I mean, the reason why we also want to do these videos as well is to give people, like, another opportunity to see life through your lived experience, right? Into your life as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think it's hard when you tell me also, like, it's, you, acceptance is something that, you know, it's your biggest struggle. Then I feel like, wow, that's like, it's not even like the struggle of transitioning, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, if the biggest thing is like acceptance from other people outside, you can't even control that. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I think when we talk about being trans, going through like the transition, right?
Correct.
A lot of people oftentimes assume a transition comes with a surgery. Right? Okay, but I know for a fact that it doesn't necessarily mean that way.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, but I think for everyone out there who maybe a bit like, okay, so what does it mean to be transitioned? Does it mean that like you're just on pills? Does it mean that you have gone through a surgery? What is it exactly? Maybe you can share a little bit more about that.
These are some of the misconceptions that we face as well. That if you're trans, that means you must do the surgery, or you have gotten the surgery, you know? But no, it's not entirely true, you know? You can identify yourself as a trans woman, but you still have that choice to, you know, go through sexual reassignment surgery. Sexual reassignment, SRS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's sexual reassignment surgery for everybody who is not aware.
Yes.
Definition on top of our heads.
Yes. So you can choose to go, you can choose to undergo SRS, or you can choose not to.
For the surgery itself, right? But how much does it actually cost? I think it's quite expensive, right?
Very, very expensive. From what I heard, it can cost up to 10k and above. This is only for the bottom surgery. You have not get your boobs implanted yet.
Surgery.
Yeah. And have not gotten your hips done or anything.
Right,
so
right.
So we have to work really hard for it. Yeah. I think money just don't drop from the sky.
Of course.
I wish it does.
Yeah, and I think with that said also, right, I think that's one of the things that we should clear up in terms of misconceptions, right?
Yes.
It's because, first of all, you don't understand why someone hasn't really gone through a surgery yet, right?
Correct.
You wouldn't know, like, their reasoning.
Don't assume and don't ask.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah, don't ask.
Don't ask.
Unless, like, your friends, lah. Don't go and ask, like, a stranger, right?
Oh,
like,
my god. So weird. I'm happy that my IC has changed its name.
Oh, okay.
The process was very complicated last year also. It's never easy.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so it's a lot of legal processes.
You're gonna get a lawyer to help you get a deed poll, and then you go to ICA, submit the deed poll with your name and everything, then IC.
That's great, right? Because at least, you know, you feel like a sense of identity.
Yeah, I feel much more secure.
I see.
Yeah, very, very secure. Like previously when I had my guy name, so I don't use that name anymore. It's meant to be a dead name. So a dead name is a term that trans people use for their old name. So I was always very scared when I'm outside and then police would come and screen me. I don't know why me lah, but yeah, and then I'll have to give them my IC. Then suddenly they look at me.
But it's like they don't see like the
name. Oh yeah, because my IC was still like a guy picture. Yeah. And then I'm dressing up everything. It was like very kecho. Kecho.
I understand. So in terms of changing a gender marker on the IC, right?
Yep.
What's like the process of that actually? And like what is the requirement to be able to actually change the gender marker? Like even in Singapore, is it like allowed?
The only way for you to change your sex in your IC, for example, guy, male to female, F to F, is only if you have undergone SRS.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about now, right? So, you are currently working?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm working in a donut shop.
In the donut shop. The infamous donut shop.
Yeah.
But part-time lah.
Part-time, yeah. I'm working as a part-time.
Do you think that as trans women, do you feel like you have less opportunities? Or do you feel that, you know, you have been discriminated against at the workplace?
Basically, being in a work environment for us trans sisters or trans community, it's confirmed very challenging for us. It's one of those topics, it's one of those issues that we have to face every single time in our life. Some people are accepted, some are not. Thankfully, I am being accepted all this while. But as much as I'm accepted, some of my friends also have not been accepted. They have faced discriminations in their work or work environment. They would face challenges such as customers coming in and, you know, mocking them and all, and it's uneasy for them because it's not a safe space for them. It's not a safe space for them.
Yeah.
So a misconception that most people have about trans women as well is that all trans women are sex workers. Not all are sex workers. Yes, I have friends who are doing sex work also. And there's nothing wrong with doing sex work for a living, you know.
Sure.
Sex work is still work. And that's how people earn income and put rice on the table.
But I guess also, like, don't assume lah.
Definitely.
Everyone is... is that way.
It's a misconception lah that I think people should change their mindset on.
Yeah, and also don't take it like as if it's like a negative... Like, you shouldn't look at it in a negative way. Because I think the reason why, you know, there's this whole stigma against it is because people see it as like a, it's like a low job.
Yeah.
Like something that is not, you know, like of value.
It's not a low job, darling.
Like, hello, people working their butts off, okay?
Exactly.
Then we'll move on to the next topic, which is dating. As a trans woman, maybe you can share a bit about your dating life, dating experience. Like, because you did mention, you know, you were gay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after you did the transition, you identify yourself as a trans woman, right? Like, how did the whole dating experience go? Like, when you first started out, like, wouldn't it be very scary? I would have been, like, a bit scared.
Very scary.
Yeah. So
I'm very shy.
Oh, wait, you're shy?
Okay, dating experiences wise, some of them will only use me for their pleasure, which is kind of depressing. This is not only what I face, but also what some other trans sisters face as well. That men actually looks at us as an object. They use us just to please themselves, and they view us as a fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Then when it came to, like, dating seriously, did you ever end up dating seriously?
After transitioning lah, huh? This is my second serious relationship. And we have been together for 2 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's like any other normal relationships. Okay, just a heads up. If you're dating a trans woman, or if you're being together with a trans woman, it doesn't make you any less different. And also, if you're a straight guy, being a trans woman, it doesn't make you gay. Let me just...
Oh my god!
Panas, you know, with this kind of issue. I have been getting, like, a lot of people saying, oh, your boyfriend is gay, is it? But no, being a trans woman doesn't make you gay, because you view us physically as a woman, what? Being in my 2 years relationship, right, there's also a lot of ups and downs, yeah, lah. In this relationship, there were a lot of times where some issues or some challenges that we faced was acceptance from peers, lah. I had this friend, okay? This friend was my friend at first. And then we were really close, lah, and all. And then suddenly one day I came to know that he is also friends with my boyfriend.
Ah, okay.
So years passed and me and my friend have not met. And then suddenly one day this guy called my boyfriend and say, "Oh my god, why are you with Zaza? You cannot be with Zaza, Lasya. This is so wrong. This is so wrong." After that, my boyfriend told me, and I was like, "What the F, Lasya?"
Okay, so now everything is okay.
Yeah, everything is okay. Everything is much,
so the people around,
way better.
So the people around are very accepting.
Towards your relationship. Yeah, thank God.
That's good. So, Zaza, I don't know if you saw the article. She mentioned about the trans community.
Correct.
Okay, I have all these questions for this community that I don't understand or I'm not familiar with. Yeah, right. Okay, so asking, right? She talked about asking. Yeah. She was saying like, she doesn't want to have to ask and then be afraid to be cancelled. Yeah, so that was like the gist of like kind of the article. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I got from it. What are your thoughts? For example, if like someone comes up to you, asks you about things that they don't understand.
Personally, I feel like you're not gonna get cancelled lah. For me lah, huh? You're not gonna get cancelled if you come up to me and ask me at the right place at the right time. You must remember that we are still human beings with feelings. So if you want us to respect your question and to answer it nicely in a way that we won't get triggered, then I personally feel like you can ask us, but at the correct place and the right time.
Conversation is one of the better ways to educate people,
yeah,
about topics that people
engaging
don't understand.
Engaging in a conversation.
Yeah, but both parties, when they engage in a conversation, they have to respect each other's opinions.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You cannot be like a...
You can't suddenly like get triggered and want to fight.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because once it becomes like you're triggered by something the other person said, then you cannot educate each other about it anymore already.
Correct.
Okay, so with that said, is there any last words or advice you would like to give to people who may be going through a transition, or even to people who do not understand about this as much?
Whole
community, right? Yeah. Like, you don't fault them for not understanding, but is there anything you can say to them?
To those of you who are, you know, 2 years youngsters out there who are just starting out your journey, the road is long and ahead of you. Just keep your head high. Don't let your crown fall. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
A queen.
Oh, what a queen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a long journey, but it'll be worth it. So just be there for one another. Respect one another equally as well.
Mm.
Yeah, and to those straight people, to those cisgendered people out there, right? If you are not sure of transgenderism or the trans community, a piece of advice that I will give you is to actually, probably you can research up on transgender people in Singapore. There are a lot of articles online that you can read up on if you're unsure about it, whether it's SRS or HRT or NS or so on. Yeah, if you're unsure about something, ask politely lah. Don't just assume.
And I think overall, right, this is like Zaza's personal story. So this is like her lived experience, what she's gone through. Doesn't mean that everybody from the community goes through the
Correct.
Same thing. You want to find out a little bit more. You know, if you're going through a transition, you're
yeah.
going through a journey, I think it's important to find someone that you can give you credible advice,
yes.
in a sense.
Then you can trust hopes.
And you can trust,
definitely,
yes.
Definitely.
And I mean, I wouldn't know, but I'm just saying that seems like the right idea. And also, like, it's her life experience. So
yeah.
Please, if you watch this video, you know, if you're someone who may not be as educated about this, someone who may be against it, someone who may not be as open to accepting something like this, we are always open in the comments down below to listen to
yeah.
your opinions.
Yeah.
So even despite your differences, try to understand where she's coming from as well.
Oh my god.
And where, yeah, I mean,
what a journey.
Yeah, and where other people in the community are coming from
yeah.
as well. Be kind
to one another
in the comments.
Oh yeah.
I will cut you up, bitch.
I won't see the comments.
So with that said, looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say, and also hope you enjoyed this interview.
I enjoyed the interview.
Of course, I'm such a good interviewer. Yeah. Oh no, I'm just kidding. But thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to hear your journey because it's something that I don't get to hear on a normal basis.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people get to hear this.
Yeah, unless they have friends in the community.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's something people will necessarily be willing to talk about on camera very often as well.
Mm.
And to share share so much details, so I appreciate it. And hopefully you guys liked it too. So remember to like, share and subscribe, and let us know who else you want to see on a future episode of Azula. And until then, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.